about helping this station with a donation. So, why not donate that extra car you no longer need? Pickup is free, and you're supporting public radio. You can give 888-593-7288 a call at our vehicle donation support team, available 7 days a week. Call 888-593-7288 to donate.
Good, everybody. It's good to be back. I'm talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show is on the way. Want to thank you for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. We're already having a blast, so I know this show is going to be awesome. I don't promise anything, but stick around. It might get good. We do want to shout out some of our longtime supporters. North Rim Adventure Sports, offering bicycle sales, rentals, cycling apparel, and equipment, and a full-service bicycle shop. North Rim Adventure Sports features Trek, Santa Cruz, Yeti, and other brands at 178 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico, California, and online at northrimadventure.com.
Do you think we could flex our talking about practice, like we read you all every week and get like maybe for some free rentals for us, you know?
I mean, we could try. Doesn't hurt.
Because I'm pretty sure they have like those electric bikes.
Oh,
like,
that would
be fire. That'd be fire.
And that would be exceptional.
Yeah.
And I think FCC guidelines state that as long as we tell people that we got it for free and we're not just like, hey, you should go here because they're awesome.
No.
But we're like, hey, they give us free stuff and we appreciate it.
We appreciate them.
Yeah. I think we're good.
I think we can try it.
Let us know if that is an FCC violation.
Did I just bring on the free swag, baby.
Send us all sorts of free stuff. Hook us up when you see us out here in these streets. Give us a free meal.
It doesn't have to be a Yeti. I don't need a Yeti.
No, an Arctic. No,
but I'll take an electric rental for
maybe a Coleman.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks. It's getting sweater weather right now.
That's true.
So good like outdoor bicycling weather. Kind of. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, as long as it's not freezing or windy, I think. Yeah. It's good weather for biking.
Yeah.
And rainy.
I do like it right now, though.
It's pretty awesome.
It's nice and crisp. It's crispy.
Yeah.
Crispy. All right. Let's start the show.
We talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. We talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that? And we talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
That's right. You know the drill. We are talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm your co-host, Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Somaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
And of course, our resident degenerate Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
Producer extraordinaire, Statman Brett.
Yeah! Go, Pack, go! Go, Pack, go! Woo!
Loving every bit of that. It's a good victory.
How long is this going to last?
5 more minutes. Okay. That's about it.
All right, it's fair enough.
Yeah,
you get it. I'll let you have it.
We haven't really had a lot of success against the Niners, so.
So, all right, we'll jump right into it. Make sure you go follow us, TBP Not a Game, on Instagram. We are soon going to have all of our shows streaming live on Instagram. Have a little issue with the connectivity in this building, but
we're gonna work it out.
We're working on it. My man Statman Brow is here talking to DJ PHG about getting that resolved. So that's on the way.
End in a few weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Look forward to that. But we will give Brad his victory lap. I'm gonna go in the back and puke as he talks about his Green Bay Packers. You have 30 seconds to get it all out there. Go.
Aaron Rodgers is not as bad as we thought he was going to be in the beginning of the year after that first game. Davante Adams, still one of the greatest wide receivers to play in today's game. Not ever. No, not ever. But in today's game, the greatest wide receiver. That's all I needed. We're good. Oh, yeah. By the way, Mason Crosby, I would say close to a Steve Young of the kickers. He's not the greatest, but he's got to be in the consideration.
Mason Crosbar, you mean?
No.
Okay.
Mason Crosbars.
First of all, that's the
Bears kicker.
Who was actually concerned about Aaron Rodgers after week one? Like, actually concerned. He had an off game.
I was expecting it to be a little bit longer of a drought,
to
be honest.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I wasn't expecting him to be that way the whole year, but I was expecting at least 5 games of
How many preseason games did you play? Like, maybe 2.
He played none.
1.5. He got his preseason games out week 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Season's over for him. He's went through it. Russ is off. He's back in form right now. Davante Adams doing what he does. And like I said, it really was that drive alone was just the cherry on top. The pinnacle of what Aaron Rodgers does when you need him to do it. He puts the ball on a dime.
Yeah, and there's really only maybe 3 quarterbacks I could see doing that within the 37 seconds and no timeouts. Brady being the other one, and Mahomes is a possible third.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen them all do it. You know, Rudy and I watched the game together. We both said, there's a lot of time.
Yep.
And I think Ryan Clark on ESPN broke it down the best. One team had Aaron Rodgers and one team didn't.
Straight up.
Yeah. I think it's
straight up.
It doesn't. We don't need to think about this loss for the Niners or win for the Packers any more deeply than that. It's pretty straightforward. If you look at the difference in the game, it was the quarterback play. One dude threw a fumble behind him on the ground, and the other went 12 for 12 to start the game.
At one point, he went, was it 12 for 12 or 13?
Regardless, it doesn't matter. He went off.
Yeah. He really does put a bad light on Jimmy G.
That was a perfect scenario for Aaron Rodgers to ball out and see how bad Jimmy G really is.
Well, not only that, but it also really puts where both teams are in the NFL right now.
Well,
and everyone was talking about how the Packers are going to be this team that's not really going to be able to do much. The Niners are going to be this team that are going to be going far in the playoffs, and I feel like that kind of evened it out a little
bit. The problem is, though, San Francisco has a plethora of talent.
Yeah.
Just not at the quarterback play.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
The Packers have good talent, some really great talent in certain positions, but they have a brilliant quarterback.
Great quarterback. Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, if the Niners, they could make the Super Bowl. They could still do it. They're still a Super Bowl team. But
everything has to go right for them.
You have to have a brilliant run game. Everything has to be going perfect.
Injuries are coming left and right.
And then you think about it. I mean, Mostert's out. I mean, a lot of the guys who bolstered that running attack a couple years ago when we made the Super Bowl, those guys are either injured or not on the team anymore. And so Shanahan used to be able to scheme around Jimmy G's inefficiencies. I mean, what did he throw for, like 112 yards or something in that playoff win? I mean, he didn't do much at all. I think he threw like 12 times or something crazy. He didn't even throw the ball that much. But you have those guys out, and for whatever reason, the run game was okay yesterday, not spectacular. Yeah, and I think
he just had Trey Sermon in there.
Yeah,
that's why, because Elijah Mitchell is out as well
with
a shoulder injury.
Yeah.
So we only had Trey Sermon, technically our second stringer, playing with their fourth stringer.
What's up with our strength and conditioning staff? Dude, like, why is everyone always
dropping
injured?
Like flies out there, especially the secondary.
It's unbelievable,
it
man.
It sucks. It's insane, dude. We had a rookie on Devonta Adams the whole damn game.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Forgot his name. Dude is from Oregon. I don't really care what his name is.
Oh, yeah, the rookie. Yeah.
He was just, I mean, it was obvious Aaron Rodgers is going to go to Adams regardless.
Josh Norman got knocked out of the game yesterday.
Yeah, which he's still in the hospital. He punctured lungs or something. Oh, something weird with his lungs. Started spitting out blood.
It was sick.
And, he's still in the hospital.
We wish him a speedy recovery.
So hopefully he comes back because we need every guy.
Right? Yeah. No, our secondary is
on deck.
Banged up. And Verrett played one game before injuring himself for the season. So, another year, another depleted
Niners
roster.
You guys aren't going to the Super Bowl. I redact my statement.
It's
right
going to be really hard for us. Yeah. As long as Jimmy G's under center, dude, we're not going anywhere with that guy.
I mean, you guys are not going
to
be.
No quarterback right now that's going to save you. Trey Lance isn't going to save you. He's not going to come and he's not going to ball out.
I'd rather see him fail under center than Jimmy G. Watch 100%.
I said keep Jimmy G sacrificial lamb this year.
Yeah.
Just take the L this year.
I couldn't agree more with you. As a Niners fan, you almost want to see Trey Lance come out. But you look at what these rookie quarterbacks are doing this year, and this is with all the first-team reps, and all of them, every last one of them,
but they all
looks
suck.
Horrible.
They're all on horrible teams. The Jets, the Bears, the Patriots, they all suck. The Jaguars, they all suck.
I think the Patriots have a decent team.
And Mac Jones doesn't look terrible. I think he's of all of them.
No,
he's probably one of the more
100%. I agree right now.
Promising.
He's on
from
the
what
better
he's seen.
Team. From the
and Justin Fields has glimpses, but again, he's on the Bears.
What glimpse? Zero glimpses in that
66
game.
Yards, dude.
The whole game. 47 yards total offense that game.
Not this week. Last week. And the week prior when he actually came in, he had some glimpses, but it wasn't like flat. Like,
yeah, all these dudes have potential, but I think that if you are in a position where you can give them the Patrick Mahomes treatment, the Aaron Rodgers treatment, let them sit for a year and learn the game. And I like how they're bringing in Trey for a couple reps a game, get used to the speed, but not turning the keys to the kingdom over. The only way you do that, I think, this year is if the Niners are out of the playoffs by week 11, 12, and they just... And I don't think they will be. I think they'll be fighting for a wild card spot right in the mix. And I just don't think... You don't want to turn the team over to... Unless you know he is ready to go. And even then, he's going to have those rookie mistakes. So I just think you got to kind of ride this one out for the year. Like Derek said, make him the sacrificial lamb for the season.
I don't agree with that one bit. We all saw what Jimmy G has done in the past. And this year, he ain't doing a damn thing. Well, I'd rather have Trey Lance go out there, get the experience, throw the damn picks. I don't care. I'd rather him be up
and play. When has that actually benefited anybody? In any situation for a quarterback.
It's only like Peyton Manning. That was the only guy that was able to
say,
go out there. Yeah.
Such a rare instance.
It doesn't happen that
I
often.
I would say Andrew Luck was the last rookie quarterback we saw come in and light it up. Peyton Manning threw like a million picks.
I was going to say, not light it up, but come in and just throw all these picks, do everything almost wrong, and then end up being a
legendary
quarterback or a franchise quarterback. It doesn't have to be legendary, but just a franchise quarterback that's going to be there for 10 years and take them to the playoffs every single year.
Your boy Alex Smith.
Where he's had a couple 5-6 years of horrid play. All right, cool.
Yeah, but I like that. But again, he was on bad teams too.
Yeah.
And I will say, there's not a whole lot of cream in terms of the NFC right now. There's some good teams out there.
There's some really good teams.
Yeah,
there.
There's no creme de la creme.
No, I would say there's only really maybe the Rams are the
Rams
best.
The Rams are probably the best right now.
But after that, it's all a bunch of decent. They're good in there.
Yeah. Well, that's why
it's all toss ups.
Well, it's only the Rams, the Panthers. I think in the NFC.
I'm a Panther fan myself. I'm still not really.
I'm just saying there's only five teams that are 3-0.
I mean, look at your wins, though, as well.
Yes, Rams, Panthers, Arizona.
Broncos,
and Raiders.
And the Raiders.
So that's what I was going to say. Yeah. We know the Rams are good. We know the Bucks are good.
Broncos.
We think the Chiefs are good. We think the Chargers are good.
We thought the Chiefs were good.
Yeah, we don't know who's actually really good.
Up there.
And I don't think we're really going to. I think week four, typically in the NFL season, was when you start to get just a little glimpse of some clarity. And I think that we're approaching that. But even still, I think there's more teams vying for being a good, not great team. I think every team has major holes. The Rams are probably the most complete team, followed by the Bucks. Kansas City's been one-sided for years, and that hasn't mattered because they just keep going to Super Bowls. But they're 1-2 right now, so
I'm
bottom of the division.
I'm off the Kansas City wagon right now. I just feel that they're putting way too much effort and emphasis on Mahomes. They haven't done enough around him on the other side of the ball in particular. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's a line, an offensive line that has been mismatched right now.
Yeah, depleted.
So I wouldn't
up the holes.
I wouldn't put money on the Chiefs making the playoffs this year. I'm not going to lie. I feel like this might be a chance. Because the Broncos... Legit, I feel.
Broncos look good, man.
Broncos look legit.
Teddy, well, the Broncos at best are going to be a really tough out. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but I do think anyone who goes to Mile High, it's already a tough place to play, and now they're a decent team. I think they're going to be a really tough out for
people. But in the Chargers game that this Kansas City team just faced, they put a statement in Kansas City on that game in particular.
Chargers
look good, too, man.
Chargers are a good team. And the Raiders, and I mean, they're 3-0. They are, again, they're suspected 3-0.
They're getting better every week.
Okay,
but, I want to say better every week. They barely beat the Dolphins.
At the end, they
got the dub.
The Raiders played Raiders football, which is at the very end of the game, they always lose it. And they
almost
said this game.
I do want to say to Raiders Nation out there, feel free to celebrate your 3-0.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's not going to happen
totally
very
fine.
Often.
You should be happy. But all of these guys bringing up stats of the last time the Raiders were 3-0, we did this and we did that and blah, blah, blah. It's literally like daring God to kill you, okay? Like, you are absolutely jinxing yourselves getting this excited. I'm not saying don't be excited. Your team's 3-0. That's awesome. Take Derek's approach over here, okay? You're like, yeah, it's great that the Panthers are 3-0. Hope they do well this season. Probably not going to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not... No, wait, we're winning it all the way, 100%, I'm all on board. But I know, I believe, honestly, if we get in the playoffs, I'll take that dub. Yeah. That is a great win if the Panthers are able to make the playoffs. I think if they would make a divisional round, I'll love that even more.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't expecting that much. I knew we had a good squad. I liked our defense a lot. That was very underrated. Not many people were talking about it because they're young dudes out there with some good, classy veterans. Hassan Reddick in the backfield. Love him right there.
Yeah.
Brian Burns coming of age on the defensive line. Like that a lot. They're leading the league in sacks right now.
Yeah, they are.
The Panthers.
I saw that.
Their defense, you can say they played some crap teams, and yes, the Jets... They just give sacks away. They're like, hey, you want a sack? Please take one. You want one? Yeah. Please
It's
take
like
one.
Oprah. You get a sack. You get a sack. You get a sack. Yeah.
J-E-T-S should be more like S-A-C-K-S. Sacks. All day long. I feel bad for Bryce Wilson. That's what you don't want for a rookie quarterback at all. A dude that's getting pummeled like that.
Yeah. I mean, but did you think Sam Darnold was looking on the other side thinking, thank God I'm not him anymore?
Right? I mean, yes. His family threw him a party when he got traded.
Yeah.
You didn't see that video?
No,
I didn't. This family was, they're all together somewhere, and they had a party the day that he got traded out of New York.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Everyone was ecstatic for him, dude. I would be too.
And he's showing that he actually is what everyone thought he was. He was just with the Jets.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
A complete difference.
They're a horrible team.
Yeah.
And now he has a good team.
Well, it's
team
a horrible organization, not just the team.
Yeah.
It's the organization as a whole.
I mean, their last playoff run was with
Sanchez.
Sanchez.
Benchito. Yes. Skittles and Sanchez. Yeah.
And back then, their defense was great.
That was what it was. Yeah.
It was their defensive team.
Bart Scott.
Can't wait, baby.
Yeah. Revis Island. That was a
Revis
fun
Island,
team.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then the butt fumble, and it was all over just like that.
that was
the end.
That was the death of Jets football right there.
Like, it still had a glimmer of hope, but nope. Sanchez on the
Rams. Yeah, that, it was and, totally yeah. over after that.
Yeah. Sorry, man.
Couple quick things about the NFL before we move on. You put on the rundown, Rudy, Cooper Kupp. Is he the best wide receiver in the game? And I wanted to ask you guys, is it possible in 2021 for a white guy to be the best wide receiver?
Dude,
in the
game? No.
Dude, he's balling, man.
He's balling.
Running back is a white guy, too, almost.
Yeah, Adams, CMC and Cooper Kupp. Dude. That is crazy.
Adams.
Well, Adams,
best in the game right now.
Adams, Cooper Kupp has.
I mean, I would
numbers.
Say he's a good number two, but I'd say Adams, number one.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't. I would put Adams outside probably the top five.
Really?
You would?
Yeah, I think
top
DeAndre.
Five in the league right now?
Yeah, he might be in there. DeAndre Hopkins,
right now,
I think, is significantly better.
Devonta's a salve.
Tyreek Hill, I think, is significantly better. It's just hard to tell because Aaron Rodgers, they have such great chemistry, but Aaron puts the ball exactly where it needs to be.
And so does Matthew Stafford with him.
And then so does Mahomes. So does that make Tyreek Hill better?
Tyreek Hill isn't...
I would say Mahomes just throws it up there.
Yeah.
He's out there somewhere. Like, yeah. Making fun of him
last
week.
He just he's says there. Go.
He then, finds the ball.
Yeah.
I feel like the only one that honestly legitimately I will say is D-Hop. I think D-Hop is still, for me, going to be the number one receiver out there. He just... is everything you'd want.
Oh, Jamar Chase, the greatest wide receiver of all time.
This guy is in love with this.
Rudy will not allow me to get too hyped about Jamar Chase.
He's a good player.
He's the greatest route runner in the history of the NFL.
He's played three games. He's getting his. You know, he's going to be a good good running back, a good receiver. He is.
Christian McCaffrey went down again?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, he's out for
a couple weeks.
Yeah, he's got Thursday night.
Thursday night game.
I didn't know he was out. I thought he was out.
He's out for like at least 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Dalvin Cook's out for how long?
Something's up with his ankle, so he didn't play yesterday. Yeah. So we'll see about him. But we all know how injury prone that guy is. So, but Madison played well yesterday. Career high in rushing yards. I forgot what it was, but they gave it to Seattle. So.
They really did.
Good for us. Another NFC West loss. Because we lost as well. But.
Yeah, we needed them to lose. Big matchup with the Seahawks coming up for the Niners this week. And a tradition unlike any other. Josh Gordon being reinstated in the NFL. And mixed reports, which was just hilarious, where I saw Josh Gordon going to a Washington football team. Literally 30 seconds later, Josh Gordon going to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Is weed not legal in one of those places, and that's why he flip-flopped?
Yeah.
I feel like it would be legal in Washington, but not legal in Kansas City. Granted, it's Kansas City, Missouri they're playing.
Because when they do drug tests, they don't do weed anymore. Is that just the NBA?
The legality of the state you're in.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Because if you're on probation, you still got to pee in a cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like... It might
not matter to the NFL, but it matters legally. Yes. That's a problem.
Yes.
Right?
To the state.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So, you know.
But he's going to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So we'll see how long he lasts there. That guy is just thrown away. I'm kind of happy that they're giving him another chance because he was a sad when he was healthy and good to go, but...
I mean, I think that's the true GOAT right there. The dude had Brandon Whedon throwing him the ball.
Right?
Okay?
Dude, yeah.
Brandon Quinn throwing him the ball.
Yeah.
Okay?
He had no one throwing him.
And he was leading the league.
Yeah.
So
that is true.
GOAT right there.
On weed.
On the weed.
Last thing real quick. Minnesota, enjoy that Kirk Cousins experience up there. It's just, this is what it's always going to be. He's going to look awesome, and then he's going to rip your heart out. Then he's going to look great, and then he's going to look terrible. And this is just what it's always going to be.
So weed is legal recreationally in Missouri. So
okay.
There you go.
That answers
medically,
that.
No, it's legal, but recreationally.
Wait, what?
So medically, it is legal. Recreationally, it is not legal.
You said it all wrong. You said it was legal.
It was illegally recreational, illegally medically.
That's what you said.
Is,
okay.
That would be wild.
I'm sure he could definitely get a medical clearance.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's football. You get injured a lot.
Who doesn't have glaucoma these days?
Yeah. You Skype a doctor, you pay him $80. Sure. I know the game. I've seen the app. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? Man, let's talk some hoops real quick.
Wait. Before we do that, we got to give shout out to the man, Justin Tucker.
Oh, dude.
66 yards, man.
Yeah, just trying to get back to it. That is insane.
The most Detroit way to lose it.
I know, like in Detroit, too.
As it gets, it was beautiful. All the videos I saw from the Detroit fans.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh.
Sheer glory. I wanted to lick those tears. It tasted fantastic. And Cooper Kupp, I'm sorry. Why did I say Cooper Kupp? He's on that list. But Justin Tucker, in that kick, had more yards than the entire Bears offense.
Yep. Indeed. Yeah.
So
off of one kick.
One kick. 66 one kick, yards.
Did you see the one video of the Lions fan go, he's about to break the record for the longest kick ever, win the game. Why? Because we're the Lions.
I did see that. It's true, dude.
Oh.
At least they know.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm part of it, you just got to accept it. Like, that's who we are. We're the team that loses.
You know, one of the things that I feel both you and I admire in a person, a good characteristic trait, is knowing thyself.
Yes.
And knowing who you are as an organization. And to know in that moment... Yeah.
Just,
we're going to blow this.
Gonna do this.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's give Lamar Jackson some credit. He did convert on a 4th-and-19 to put him in that position.
He pretty much put that team on his back by himself. Yeah. Hollywood Brown has got no hands.
Are you kidding
me,
man?
No hands.
2 or 3 big drops.
Oh, my. Yeah. He had touchdowns.
Yeah.
3 touchdowns
yeah.
for Lamar.
Big drops.
Oh,
and I have Jackson on my fantasy team, and I lost.
Oh, we're going to get to the Thursday.
Yeah. We don't need to talk. No one cares. No one cares, Rudy.
I wasn't getting ahead of myself.
No one cares, Rudy.
We'll get to it here in a minute. I do want to talk some hoops. Today was media day. NBA starts in a week, I want to say. Oh, wait. No, I'm tripping. In two or three weeks. What is today? The 27th?
Yeah. The 27th.
Yeah. It's middle of October. I think it's October 2. Can you look up the opening night for me? But anyway... with Media Day, there was some interesting things that came out. Most notably was this report on Kyrie Irving's behalf, where his aunt has come out and basically said he may not play any home games for the Brooklyn Nets this year, as New York City requires vaccinations to go to any large public gathering. That does include all players, personnel, and staff. And Kyrie has been vocal about not wanting to get the vaccine. Kyrie has also liked some Instagram posts of a known conspiracist who claims that the Moderna vaccine leaves a chip in your arm designed to hook up black people to a computer to get them to all fight one another, more or less. Which is just one of the most obscene things I've ever heard.
Just black people.
Because it affects them. They're the only ones getting the chip.
Okay, only ones getting the chip.
Yeah,
I'm good. I'm good.
No, you're fine. If you got the Moderna, you're good.
So if I just want to fight somebody, that's just me.
What if you got the Pfizer? Is that where the...
I was just on Moderna, as far as I know.
Okay. All right.
So
sweet.
Pfizer for the blacks, okay?
Yeah, I guess.
Pfizer for my brothers and sisters out there.
It is crazy, like, the amount of conspiracy theorists that are out there. Because you think, like, all right, I feel like I hear them. But it's like, no, they didn't go out there. They keep going. They really do.
What's crazy is the amount of people that listen to these nut jobs.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Like, what kind of scheme do you think this is here?
Well, I mean, I think just people are desperate to look at the world through a specific lens. And when they find... something that fills that picture properly, they're just going to, yep, that's it. That's how it's supposed to be. Yeah. And,
well, this is the world we live in.
I mean, the guy did think the world was flat and try to
put
that out. Now, granted, whether he actually believed it or not, he still put it out there.
Kyrie says a lot of wild things. And you have to give him credit where credit's due. He does do a lot of wonderful things for different communities. However, him going, he went to Standing Rock. The reservation there, as you all may know, his mother is Native American, and that is a big part of it. Is a cause he's always cared about. He went there and didn't wear a mask. Now think about this. He went to a reservation not wearing a mask. I heard Bomani Jones make the joke, so I'm not going to take credit, and said, why didn't you just bring a blanket while you were at it? You went to a reservation. Reservations have been particularly hard hit with COVID. You are not vaccinated and did not wear a mask. And to exacerbate the situation, they posted a lot of pictures with him with a photoshopped mask on.
That's awesome.
So the plot just thickens. Furthermore, it is reported that Kyrie Irving has said that he will not, if he was to be traded... Because, again, New York and parts of California, in particular San Francisco, are two places that you can't play as a player. You cannot be in your home building, home arena, if you are not vaccinated. He said, if you try to trade me, I might just retire. And KD went to management and said, you're not trading him. So player empowerment is at an all-time high in this situation. And the Kyrie saga just gets stranger and more drawn out. And
Can't wait.
It makes no sense, because half your games right there, you can't play. For Brooklyn, your playoffs are basically screwed. If you make playoffs and you're relying on him to be a cornerstone of your offense or just your team, you're screwed.
Yeah, I mean, the Nets are the one team that are so loaded that he's more of a luxury than a necessity.
Yeah.
But still, you want your best players out there.
Exactly.
If Kyrie's playing last year, if he's healthy, you imagine the Nets are probably winning the finals. At the very least, I mean, they were a half shoe size away from making the finals. So,
yeah, just going to add another thing to his list. Like, oh, I need to take a week off for this. I need 2 weeks for that. No, no, it's not going to be vaccinated. So,
I mean, that actually might be good for the guy, you know? Only play half the games, Kyrie. Like, we gotta coddle this young man, okay? He has been through so much in life.
Right?
And he doesn't
have much.
He doesn't have much out there. He went to a really tough university in Duke and had to put up with Coach K there.
Right, horrible.
Like, that's hell on earth right there. Everybody knows that. So, this guy has been through so much, and he deserves us to... nothing but sunshine and daisies for him.
At this point, we hope, or the Knicks should hope, or the Nets, sorry, should hope to get that 8 spot, because that's the only way they're going to be on the road most of the time to actually have
Imagine that,
Kyrie.
If they, like, flunk the whole season.
Well, just to get that 8 spot.
That 8 spot just and, for Kyrie. I know it won't happen, but that would be crazy.
Yeah, this will be really interesting to watch. The Ben Simmons saga continues. That's going to be a really interesting storyline to watch as the season begins. Do you have the start date for the season?
October 19th.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
And it looks like the Nuggets have signed Michael Porter Jr. to the max. Is that correct?
Yeah, 5-year max. I'm like, does he really?
200.
He's good. He ain't that good.
I mean, everyone seems to be getting the max,
right?
Now.
It's like if you play X amount of years, and they don't want to get rid of you.
Remember when they moved up the cap, and you had a lot of bench players getting these maxes that were just obscene?
Yeah,
Tyler Johnson got a $100 million contract.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I think Joakim Noah got a $100 million max that year as well. So
I think what was it, Bosa or who was the guy from the Mavericks? Bosa or
Bosa?
Boris. I'll look
Boris
it up.
DL.
No. He was a small white guy, good defender.
Definitely not Boris Diaw.
I'll look his name up, but he got a good contract with the Mavericks as well.
Hmm.
Are you talking about JJ Barea?
That's it.
He got a good. Not a white guy. He's Puerto Rican.
Oh well, there we go.
But yeah,
we found it out. We all got it.
I mean, he looks pretty white though.
Yeah.
He's got
also,
a light
Brad,
complexion.
Not racist.
Yeah.
he saw a brother in JJ Barea. He's like, oh what am I?
This man.
It's my gang right there.
Take as many as I can get.
All right, can you hit the music for me, sir? We're gonna take a quick little timeout here before we get to the news. And just to remind you, this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Your man, Jarrell, Derek, Rudy, and Stepman Brad all in the building this lovely evening. Weather is nice and crisp. Starting to look a little bit more like fall outside. We're all looking forward to it. That's all I got for you. We'll keep pushing. Talking About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of supporters like yourselves. And by Jeep Trail Print Shop, a small, local Chico screen printer that loves great design, small businesses, musicians, educators, and creative customers. Jeep Trail Print Shop specializes in water-based screen printing to bring your vision to life. More information at 530-415-6244 and at jeeptrailprint.com. Thank you to all our supporters, North Rim Adventure Sports, Jeep Trail Print, as always, for your continued support. Make sure you stick right there. We got an F1 update on the way. We got our foreign correspondent, Aaron, joining us to talk about an awesome Ryder Cup. And give you a little bit of WNBA there, which will be really, really fun. We got our Hall of Fame. We got a foot and mouth. We may have a player haters ball. We got a grinds my gears on the way. And we got baseball. All of that. But first, let's get to the money and let's talk about Rudy's picks. And then we'll go into the news.
Rudy, 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 Rudy.
Hey, it's me, Knock Knock. So, you got my money? You gonna give me my money? Where's my money, man?
All right, guys. Last week, the cash in, and I ain't stopping on this train. We ain't stopping, boys. We got the Giants against the D-backs starting tomorrow. And so we're going to roll with the Giants on that. Two-team parlay with the Dodgers against the Padres. Both teams are trying to vie to win the division. And we got pretty good matchups tomorrow. We got, I think, Webb going tomorrow and Bueller going tomorrow for the Dodgers. And we got Swarzer tomorrow for the Dodgers. And forgot who. Doesn't matter. Roll with the Giants. Roll with the Dodgers. And then for Sunday night or Sunday picks, I got the Packers at -6.
Okay.
Versus, oh my God, who are they playing? Sorry, I knew this one.
Steelers.
Steelers, yeah, yep. Thank you. That game, and I have to roll with my boys again. The Niners -3 against Seattle at home. So let's go get that money, boys. Last week, the cash in on baseball this week for the regular season. And don't miss this opportunity because if you got it, go spend it. Let's go get this money.
Out of bed.
Let's go, baby.
Both nuts, y'all.
Both nuts, baby. Both of them.
And just to let y'all know, I would jump on these lines quick. The Packers line, from the numbers I'm looking at on five different sports books, has already moved a half point to 6.5. So make sure you jump on these lines.
I mean, yeah. Steelers are trash, y'all.
Yeah,
Steelers are horrible. Big Ben is,
he is cooked.
He is,
dude, what is well done, baby. Yeah.
Why is he back?
They're like, why is there no contingent plan?
They have nobody else.
That's true.
There's no contingency plan. You didn't draft anyone.
Yeah. They have nobody else.
Yeah, they didn't even bring in like a big name backup.
I'm actually excited for this Steelers season because I'm ready for them to just be ass the entire right? time. Like, I'm ready for that.
And Tomlin will still have his job.
I mean, he's one of the best coaches in the league.
Yeah.
Best soundbite. Period.
All the time. All the time.
Splash.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to the going-ons all around the world with Derek Isimaki's The News.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isimaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all.
Time for
The News.
Now, this one comes to you from the great country of Canada. Where I'm going to say, y'all, Grizzly Bears took a major L. Major L this weekend, y'all. So the body of a grizzly bear was recently found dead, naturally. And its cause of death? That of a goat.
What?
That is right.
No.
A goat killed a grizzly bear. Major L. Major L for the grizzly bear.
Is this the goat
right
of
here.
All goats or what?
This is one of those mountain goats. Apparently, as the they were doing an autopsy of said grizzly bear, they realized that it was the common ways in which a grizzly bear would attack said prey, and said prey would defend itself.
I didn't even know Tom Brady was in Canada this weekend.
Right? You know, this was just a regular goat. This is not a, this is a billy goat, pretty much, gotcha. Not the goat. Okay, it's, yeah, like, no, like, Michael Jordan or Tom Brady were not involved
like
in this
said,
at all.
It's a mountain
they could
goat.
Take down. I would if they could, they could take down grizzly bears. Yeah. I could say Tom Brady could take down a grizzly bear 100%. He could grind down a bear.
Yeah,
okay, 100%. But this is just a regular goat, so even worse of a loss for grizzly bears. I really feel like grizzly bears.
That's
just going
a bad
like,
beat right there.
That's a horrible beat.
I had the grizzly bear -1500.
Yeah, I really feel like grizzly bears just need to go on like a major tear this weekend and like just get their rep up again. Like, no, dude, we're still to be feared. And just like go off.
You're saying
all
they
parks.
Have bulletin board material?
Yes. Like, dude, you let this guy, he did not speak for us, okay? This is not how grizzly bears are, okay?
Not a bottle.
Yeah.
That's great.
Now, I definitely feel that you know, we have some pro grizzly bears out there who, you know, they want to make it seem like this could possibly happen, but I feel like no, like this is a bad loss. Grizzly bears, you have to take this L.
Yeah,
you know, this is where this is a bad loss. You took a goat loss. Took you out with its horns pierced in its neck and armpit. So apparently, maybe it was going down, went up, and bam, you know what? Know your surroundings, grizzly bears. Savage. Know what you're dealing with. If you're gonna go on a goat, maybe go up from behind.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Sometimes it works better that way.
A little sick attack.
When the front is horny. Try the other way.
Actually, if it's horny, it would actually be okay to be on Netflix.
Moving on.
So, Grizzly Bears, get back on it, y'all. All right, get that rep up again, okay?
Get back on the horns.
At this point in time, I just feel like, why do we even have a bear on our California flag? I feel like we should take them off now. Until you reestablish your dominance.
So it's on, put it on probation is what I'm hearing.
You know, up for debate.
Revote.
We're going to recall the bear. Recall on the bear. Let's see. Maybe get some new candidates in there and see what we can do.
Put on the poll. What's going to be our new animal on the flag?
Not a goat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want a goat. Nah.
Maybe a falcon?
Somebody that's from California, maybe, that would be better. I don't think there's falcons in California. Are there?
We have falcons.
You have falcons?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But no one thinks of the California falcon.
No, yeah. No. That's the condor. I'm okay with
I was going to say, maybe California condor.
What are you, they're majestic.
They those things like, are beasts.
Yeah, they look like big
birds.
Vultures. Yeah. I would say vultures, they're kind of, they have a certain...
Je ne sais quoi.
That's not what I was going to go for. But, like, they have that an image about them. I feel it's, you know, it's kind of scary. A little intimidating, you know? Like vultures.
It is.
There are four falcons native to California. The American Kestrel, the Merlin, the Peregrine Falcon, and the Prairie Falcon.
We have the Peregrine Falcon here in California.
Oh, there you go. That's that's going to be our...
So
our
I can have something going, like, 200 miles an hour at some point.
Oh, wow. I didn't know. Damn. Okay.
They're one of the fastest birds.
Might be a falcon.
It's actually fastest animal.
That's what I think it is the fastest.
It
again,
is.
It's in a dive bombing position. Yeah. It's not like land.
And it straight up punches their animal.
Have you ever
in the
seen
head.
That one when it just takes out the duck? The duck's just laying there.
And just
and it's just like boom.
No, I haven't seen
this
actually.
It's amazing. I'll see if I can find a video of it. It's amazing.
We need to get some more video cameras out there capturing some crazy nature stuff.
Yeah.
It's needed out there. Okay, I'll do one quick one because I spent too much time on the you had to. Grizzly bears, goats.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
a bad beat of the weekend.
Bad beat of the week right
bad
there,
beat
yeah.
Of the year, dude.
Yeah, yeah fair enough.
Upset, baby. Big upsets happening in the world of nature. Now, for non-upsets in the world of Ukraine's way in which they do business, apparently there has been a large outcry from local lawmakers and from women over in Ukraine because apparently... When they do their military parades, they require their women to march in high heels. Classy move right there.
I like
you know?
That.
Why not?
Yeah,
very
why?
Elegant. You
yeah.
Know? I definitely like some my M16 with a little long-legged action in there. You know? That's how it comes.
With some red bottoms out there, dude.
Oh, my God.
So, obviously, women across the board saying, this is ridiculous. Why are they marching in heels?
For miles,
but at the same point in time, it's probably a really good workout. You would think,
oh yeah,
you know,
until like your
ankle, man, you know, calves, glutes, hammies, everything. All of the above, right there. Think of it that way, ladies. We're helping you out getting better legs by forcing you to wear heels
in full gear,
too. Yeah,
I
while
think
you're marching.
In general, at this point in the world, let's just not force women to do anything.
I feel like military parades in general. Kind of tacky. Like, what are you trying to prove right now? Like, you got an army? Okay, congratulations, man.
Everyone has one of those. Like,
what do you need? What do you need to do that for?
All it is a big Dick Cheney measuring 100% contest.
100% right there, yeah. And, I mean, granted, if I did, I would probably want my females in heels, too, because, like, why not, you know?
Yeah, and
like,
they're Ukrainian.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Better, you know? But at this point in time, if you're gonna do the pomp and circumstance, might not go all the full way with it, you know?
Yeah.
So... I approve of your standings, Ukraine. If you're going to do military parades, do them right. Okay, yeah. don't go, don't half-ass it. Okay, all right. You know what?
I like that.
Right? Yeah, best in show right here. Okay, of all the military parades I've seen, the better ones are when the women are in high heels. Obviously,
I think this is a good time to remind the. Good listeners, of course. The opinions stated here are that of ours and ours alone and do not reflect the opinions or feelings or the values of the radio station.
Well, they have women in their parades. That's actually pretty. That's quality right there.
Yeah, progressive.
You know? Right.
Up until the point they're like, you have to wear high heels.
But
that's because they're one of them.
They're strengthening the calves.
Exactly. They're thinking of their whole entity, the whole army.
At all times, they're exercising.
You might think you're
have you walked around in heels before?
Yeah, it's a lot of work right
there. It is.
But you do it for Ukraine.
I don't know, but I've heard.
For the motherland, okay? You do it for that.
Fair enough.
All right. So, again, if you're going to do military parades, do them right. Force women in high heels. And you got women in there, so progressive. Like
Red Bottom, Steve Madden. Dude, they could probably even promote it.
There you
get
go.
Some money out of there too. Yeah.
Ukrainian military parade sponsored by Juju.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, that's the news, guys.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Derek.
Whoa.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
We lost Aaron. So, we will pivot, which is totally fun.
I mean, I could go to my third news story.
Aaron,
right
you
now.
There?
Yes.
How's it going, guys?
There you go.
There we go.
What's up,
saved bro? It.
Not Brad's best performance today on the board, but it's okay.
These I do want to
actually
you
not my worst either.
Aaron did save you all from this news story. Man ejaculates from anus, urinates feces for 2 years before seeking help.
Hold up, we didn't talk about this. You know what? Next week.
I didn't want to go down that road. I didn't want to go down that road with you guys.
Yeah.
Damn,
I saved it. I was like, you know what?
That's tough.
That would have been a good one.
Thank God for Aaron. Let's transition.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, let's not wreck the Ryder Cup with that.
Yes. The USA, huh? Hold on. There's so many things that came out. I felt like I needed a cigarette after this Ryder Cup. It was awesome. This was the best golfing event I've watched since the Masters with Tiger, when Tiger came back and won it. So, the thing I wanted to ask you about most importantly, is Bryson DeChambeau likable now that he took off that stupid hat?
Yes.
You know what? He's coming a long way, and you can tell that the Ryder Cup was huge. Because he and Brooks Koepka actually hugged and played together.
I saw that. Yep.
So there's potential. It could happen.
So let me ask you this. Give us a kind of a quick recap of how the weekend went, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, Ryder Cup number 43 was in Whistling Straits, Kohler, Wisconsin. The USA just wiped the table of Europe. It wasn't even close. It was 19-9. The largest victory that's ever happened with the new rules. It was USA's youngest team, and it was electric. I mean, just the crowds were insane. It just gave me chills to see it. And I think to really sum it up on the final day, Daniel Berger and Justin Thomas shotgun beers before hole number one. It was just so fun to watch.
It's awesome. It was awesome. Do you think golf should move to a format where they incorporate maybe another major or some big tournament that's team play? Because all the golfers really seem to enjoy it.
Yeah, so it's only every other year, so maybe they will move it to every year because it was really exciting to watch, and it they did have a great time. But I think it's hard, right? Because it's Team USA is the best. There's no one individual. That's the best, so they might not like that, but I'm voting every year.
Yeah, and you also have these these side tournaments with Tiger and Phil that are gaining traction with all the fans, and they're really enjoying the communication that you're actually having on the course with the players, so it would be a good idea to actually have those style tournaments that are like not in the tour but have tour players just kind of out there practicing, quote unquote.
It kind of makes golf more relatable,
Exactly.
Before, golf was just, for these stuffy old white men, and no one really got it. But you watch the Ryder Cup, and you see them chugging beers. You see Phil talking trash. Golf is getting a lot more exciting these days.
It absolutely is, and you mentioned it earlier. This was the youngest Ryder Cup team that we've put forward, and it seemed like you watched this past weekend. You watched the transition moving on from Tiger and Phil a little bit, and it wasn't talked about the entire weekend. Every big tournament, I feel, we spend talking about Tiger, even to this day, and it seemed like this weekend, it was like, no, we have a lot of young, exciting superstars in the sport that are worth paying attention to with a lot of fun storylines. So, golf is back. Golf is back,
golf
I would say.
Golf is back.
I did want to give you the floor to talk about WNBA. Obviously, Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird faced off this past weekend, potentially for the last time. So I just wanted to give you the floor and anything you wanted to touch on with the WNBA and WNBA being in the playoffs right now.
Yeah, I figured we could just mention it. It's sort of a big deal. Number 6-seeded Chicago Sky will take on the Connecticut Sun, and the 5th-seeded Phoenix Mercury are going to meet the Las Vegas Aces. And the Phoenix ended up advancing over defending champions Seattle. And it took double overtime with Diana Taurasi and double doubles from Brittany Griner and Brianna Turner. So it was pretty exciting.
There we go. I think the sport is actually growing and getting some support from major celebrities right now. So it's awesome to see.
I mean, the fact that Diana Taurasi is still playing is like, how?
Legendary.
What are you doing to yourself? Like, how are you still keeping it up?
TB12.
There, that's true. I forgot. Yeah, she is part of that regiment. Yeah,
I think so.
She is on the Guerrero train.
Think she is
legit. Yeah.
And she's playing at such a high level too. It's not just like, oh, she's just there.
Yeah,
like she's still a leading player in a WNBA.
All-time leading scorer, officially.
Yeah, all-time leading scorer. That's awesome, Aaron. Great, you brought it as always. We appreciate it. We will catch up with you next week.
Talk to you later, guys.
Later, Aaron. All right, we have about 20 things to do left in the show, and we have 10 minutes to do it. Will you hit me with the TBP Hall of Fame music, please, sir?
Yes, sir.
A place reserved for unquestionable greatness. A title worthy for only the very elite. A prize many will vie for, but only one will win. Each week, this is the TBP Hall of Fame.
TBP Hall of Fame. Make sure you go vote. TBP Not a Game on Instagram. TBP Not a Game on Instagram. Somehow, Brad's suggestion
is squeaked out.
Damn good friends won. How many votes did it win?
It actually won pretty significantly.
Really?
Yeah, there we go.
It was there we go. I was like, all right, now we get it.
You know, for so many of you online complaining about your friends, you really caped up for them on this one. But whatever. So Brad gets to go last. I'll volunteer myself on this one. My fiance was just on vacation. She came home, and I realized one of the most glorious things about coming home from vacation is the post-vacation shower.
Ooh, okay.
I was going to say the poop, but it's not.
I mean,
it's not as satisfying as that post-vacation shower.
Mm-hmm.
The post-road trip poop is pretty legendary.
It is pretty legendary.
Like,
yeah,
road trip poop. Like travel poop's different. Road trip is like that's you been sitting in the car for a long time, you've been scrunched up, now you're like sweet relief.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Okay. I'm with you.
I'm like it. Okay. For mine, I'm gonna go with a thing sleeping in.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Damn.
It's a really good one.
If you're someone that has to get up all the time at like 8 o'clock in the morning, which have that deadline, but then you're like, oh, I can go to 10, 11, don't matter when I get up.
Yeah.
Glorious feeling.
Yeah, I woke up on Saturday at 9:30 and I was like, oh, sweet relief.
That was me on Sunday when you woke me up. Thank you for that.
Gotcha.
It was right at 10. I'm like, oh, this is
great. Want to make sure you made football this week. What about yourself, sir?
Turkey club or just a club sandwich.
Okay.
I had a good one at Broadway Heights today for lunch. I was like, damn, this is good.
Broadway Heights is fire.
Yeah, that place is really good.
All right, it's your turn.
All right. I'm going to go with actually one of the best fictional songs ever. This is a cartoon, goofy movie, Eye to Eye by Powerline. Yes. One of the greatest movie songs ever played. Cascada did not help me, but Powerline, I believe, will. It's going to soar straight through, and everybody's going to see an eye-to-eye on this song with me.
When I put these out there to be voted on, I have to find something for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're not going to...
Like, stop it, Brad.
Spend 30 minutes just on that one.
I want to slam my head into the desk right now. Like, I swear to God.
What?
I swear to God,
what?
I want to hurt myself.
What? Again, what? I don't want to hear it again. But what? Okay.
All right. There's that, huh?
All right. Well, there you have it.
If that wins, I'm going to retire this thing.
Yeah, I'm just going to not get it.
You know his worst ones are always the ones that win.
So this one might actually win.
So I don't mind actually win.
I don't.
I can see why it's friends won because people like their friends. Yeah. And they like them when they're good friends in particular.
But
you know?
The Greatest Showman also.
Yeah, yeah. And that was the first one too, right?
Yeah. And it also didn't realize that anyone liked musicals.
I've never even seen the.
I mean,
movie,
I can name you one musical. The Sound of
Sound
Music.
Sound of Music.
Sound of Music. Willy Wonka the Chocolate Factory. Take it back. That's another musical too.
Wait.
Every Oompa Loompa, they sung every single time they
What's
died.
What's the one with
Les Miserables?
Les Miserables.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have actually never seen it.
So. Yeah. It's actually not bad. Not bad.
We're not talking about how... we're talking about in general.
I hate musicals to begin with, so I've never seen
it. Too corny, man.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you ran into a random person on the street and you randomly break into a choreographed song and dance,
not for me.
I'm like, how? That doesn't...
Not
that's
for
like,
me.
I believe more science fiction than that.
Yeah.
Like, I could believe The Matrix more than I believe... Agreed. Sing along movie.
Agreed.
Whatever it is.
Like, oh, everyone just
No.
Quick baseball.
I just matched you. But let's do the Charlie right now. Do a little jig right now. Yeah.
I do want to do a quick baseball update. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Headed into the final week of the season, the Giants have a 2-game lead on the Dodgers.
Sorry, go ahead.
What's that?
No, I just said we gained a game.
We gained a game from last week. But it's been between 1 and 3 games since the All-Star break, or pretty much the
entire
season.
Basically, it's been bouncing.
Yeah.
It's been going back and forth.
Yeah. Did the Cards finally lose?
No, they haven't. They're at 16 wins.
Yeah, 15-16. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Damn.
Unfortunately, they've been eliminated from the Central, but...
Well, they're still...
They've been, yeah, their E number is up now.
Oh, that's right, yeah, the Brewers already clinched
Brewers clinched.
They clinched it.
God, they came back.
But to think, if they go straight, win the rest of the year in regular season, and then lose in the wild card, how just atrocious would that be?
Depends on who, if you're playing the Dodgers.
If you're playing the Dodgers, they're going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do want to go on the record and say, Derek has been saying Adam Wainwright's going to be in a 1-game playoff and eliminate his Dodgers. You've been saying that for about a month now.
I've been feeling it for about a month.
Yeah. Preparing himself.
What a miserable space you must have.
I know. I know where it is. I know it's one. That's the team I would not want to face. The Cardinals are the single team
in the playoffs.
That's what I'll be talking about. Yes, okay. In the playoffs, I don't want to ever face.
They've had the Dodgers number in the past.
Yes,
so,
they are the itch on our back that we cannot scratch.
We also are pacing to see Yankees Red Sox in a 1-game. Wild card win and in, which would be obviously for a lot of reasons.
That game yesterday
was insane. Dude.
Yankees was a classic. That's when I love when baseball is at its best. That rivalry, granted, we'll say Giants Dodgers is still great as well.
Yeah.
But when they're just that hype, the intensity,
the other one,
is just as good. And
at Fenway, just the atmosphere there, the setting itself,
and the fact that the Yankees are still doing it too.
God damn,
they have gone through. They're in a roller coaster of a season too. They went on their 13-game win streak. Yeah. Then they won a complete utter dive bomb.
Yeah. Like the Garrett Cole had to get rid of the spider attack, and it just all fell apart.
And now they're
Back.
They just swept the Boston.
In Boston.
Yeah. In Boston.
And John Carl hit that monster. Was it 460-something?
Unbelievable.
Insane.
It was unbelievable. All right, you want to do F1 update, foot and mouth? What are you looking to do here?
Do a little F1, because that was a crazy race on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, we should have a drop for that. Sorry.
We do? Oh, there it is. Sorry. There we go.
Formula One, the sport that very few Americans care about. Presented by Derek Kusumaki.
Why that exists.
Oh, man. Did we have ourselves a race over in Russia? The Sochi Grand Prix.
Woo.
I'm sorry. The Russian Grand Prix in Sochi. Put on a show. Put on a show indeed. Lando Norris takes pole for this race. Amazing start. Amazing thing for him to do. George Russell, he's in the top three in there. And Carlos Sainz is the... Is George Russell 2, Carlos Sainz 3, right?
Yes.
Lewis Hamilton was 4.
4.
In the back of the pack, Max Verstappen.
Very back of the pack.
He changes power grid. You get a power grid penalty, puts you in the back of the pack. There's crazy like ins and out and rules for what you can do to your cars. And if you add certain things to it, you'd get penalties for them. He also had a 3-place grid penalty for the accident that he caused in previous race.
Oh, from last week?
Yes.
Or from 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, yes.
Yeah.
And that was good also being assessed, but he also, power grid penalty, back of the back. Either way, race pretty much goes
kind of according to plan, at least for Lando Norris's point of view. He's pole. He pretty much leads the entire time. He's having a great time. He's having a great race. Great race. Lewis Hamilton fights his way. He's sitting in second right there. But on the last five laps or so, six laps, rain comes down on only one part of the pack, certain parts of the track.
This is crazy.
And on those certain parts of the track, it is utter mayhem for everyone going through that. And again, there's only five laps or so left in this race.
No one's going to go and
No one wants to change the tires, but they have to. They have to. So everyone changes the tires except for Lando Norris. Lando Norris leading the Grand Prix, sticks it out. Wrong move, my dude. Wrong move.
If you see everyone else doing it, you have to do it.
But he was one leading. He would be the first one to actually make the move that caused everyone else to do it, too. But everyone else is going in there. But he fought on. His engineers said, no, no, I want to keep it going. But they didn't realize the severity of the rain that was coming their way.
How wet it was.
How wet it was going to be. Lewis Hamilton had the better knowledge of it. They forced him in, said it's going to be. And that was what cost him. Gave Lewis Hamilton the win.
Yep.
And Lando Norris, not even a podium for him. After all that heartache.
It sucks, dude.
You could see it in his face how much it would have meant for him, how much it is going to mean for him. But the guy is a stud. He will be back.
He's a great driver.
He is a great driver.
Great driver, and that team is coming up, dude.
McLaren is looking very good. Back. Ricardo had a nice finish for that.
Yeah, he finished fifth or sixth, I believe.
Yes, fifth out of there.
Yeah.
So it was certainly just Lewis Hamilton taking that win. But the best driver of the day, it's got to be Max Verstappen.
Oh, 100%.
Max Verstappen, again, starting from back in 20th.
Damn, dude.
Second place on the podium right there. Right. Fights through all the traffic. That rain helped him out the most as he was able to navigate through that entire mayhem and pull off a second place finish for him. Carlos Sainz was your third place finisher. Daniel Ricciardo, I apologize, was fourth. Valtteri Bottas was fifth. Fernando Alonso, sixth. Lando Norris, seventh on that one. Kimi Raikkonen, eighth. Sergio Perez, ninth. And George Russell, 10th to round out your points in Formula One over at the Russian Grand Prix. So next race is the USA Grand Prix. That's going to be the 24th at the Circuit of Americas in Austin.
Yep.
Classic race over there. It's a great season, y'all. And only 2 points separate Verstappen and Hamilton in this Drivers' Championship. So everything's on the line for
these.
Podiums each for those guys.